yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly.
We had John Lennon earlier in this hour. His birthday today. Date of birth today. Day of birth today. Paul McCartney, it's his song Yesterday. And on this day back in 1965, the Beatles started a four-week run at number one with Yesterday. Their 10th U.S. number one. And you might have heard the song previously. Wasn't it the most covered song in popular music? I don't know how you track that sort of thing, but apparently it is. Yesterday from the Beatles, number one on this day back in 1965. Scott Bertram sitting in here on the Steve Gruber Show, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. With us on the phone lines right now, a colleague from here at Hillsdale College, Dr. Adam Carrington, Assistant Professor of Politics here at Hillsdale. And you can find him on Twitter too, at CarringtonAM. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here with you. I'm used to actually seeing you in person, so this is a bit surreal.
Yeah, it's better this way. You know, face for radio is what I always hear.
Same here.
Yeah. A piece up at the Washington Examiner, washingtonexaminer.com, to impeach or not to. Either way, trust our imperfect Constitution. And Adam, before we get to the piece, I did want to ask about what the White House did yesterday and what you think about that. The White House saying it will not cooperate with what it termed an illegitimate impeachment probe by House Democrats. Essentially, you know, they want a vote to take place before they begin, giving them witnesses and giving them things that they want through this probe. Is the White House on solid ground here as far as you can ascertain?
I think what this shows is that impeachment is inherently, at its bottom, a political process. And I think what this ultimately is not an appeal to legality. If you want that, that's going to be more in a court of law. It's an appeal to fairness. And really, it's interesting. The House and the House of Representatives really decides what's fair in an impeachment inquiry and what should be done, should there be a vote or anything else. So I think it more depends upon how the public reacts to this, because they're not really appealing to anything in the Constitution. They're really appealing to the one precedent we really have, which is Clinton's impeachment. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says one way or another whether that's what has to be done.
So how much work can the House do without actually taking that vote? You said that, you know, the rules are pretty much up to the House. Can they essentially do anything they could do after taking the vote, even now, before they take a vote?
Really, the only thing the Constitution demands they do is, if they're going to impeach, they have to do it by a vote. In other mm-hmm. words, if they're going to decide their impeachable offenses, really, everything else they do up to that point is a matter of what the House thinks it should do and what other branches are willing to be allowed to be made to do. So, you know, this whole thing of subpoenaing documents and persons. The real question is, does the House have the power to do that in general? Mm-hmm. And if it does, then it would seem to it would have it in the power of impeachment if the impeachment process is going to go forward. But no, the Constitution only says the only thing you have to do is hold a vote up or down. Everything else is a matter of custom and procedure.
Dr. Adam Carrington with us from Hillsdale College, Assistant Professor of Politics here. WashingtonExaminer.com, to impeach or not to impeach. Either way, trust our imperfect Constitution. That's your writing. And you ask the question, why did the Constitution give these powers, the impeachment powers, to Congress in the first place? We can look to some of the Federalist Papers, I know. What's the answer?
Right. And you've kind of already, in the letter from the White House, touched on a reason that Alexander Hamilton himself in the Federalist Papers said you wouldn't give it to Congress, which is that it could immediately descend into a partisan process that is merely meant to score political points, not actually get at the truth. That was actually maybe the essence of the White House's complaint yesterday.
Yeah.
So why on earth was it given to Congress, which is itself a partisan body? And what they actually say is it's a bad option, but it's the best of the options, kind of the way people talk about democracy. It's the worst form of government except for all the others. And here's why. One, the idea is that if you're going to have such a terrible situation that someone in public trust, especially the president, is accused of being committing a crime basically against the American people, a breach of public trust, really the best option we've got to try that is the people's representatives themselves. And they didn't want to give it to the courts for various reasons. They didn't want to create an independent body. They said the people's representatives will be the best, although imperfect, to make this kind of determination because of the kind of offense that they had in mind.
Why do you think it makes sense the way that these powers are split, meaning the House able to bring up the charges and the Senate then having the responsibility to convict or not?
Right, and that's often lost here. Impeachment is really the equivalent in a trial of accusation, a formal accusation of being, you know, accused of being of murder or something like that, whereas it's the Senate that actually conducts a trial and votes like a jury. And the reason they did that is that the House is and the Senate are just composed to have different temperaments, according to the Constitution. The House is meant to be a more a passionate body, a body that is looking to the immediate will of the people because they're elected every 2 years. And they said, you know, that's a good quality for someone who's going to accuse. You want someone who's passionate and thoughtful and wants to really be aggressive to be in that role. But you don't want that in the people who are going to decide guilt or innocence. And so the Senate, which is in play for 6 years, is supposed to be a more cool, sedate body. They're the ones that are supposed to sit as a jury. And so the reason they divided up that way is the temperaments of both chambers they thought suited the difference between accusation and conviction or acquittal.
WashingtonExaminer.com. To impeach or not to impeach, either way, trust our imperfect Constitution. From Dr. Adam Carrington, Assistant Professor of Politics here at Hillsdale College. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Always great to be here.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.